time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Hey, everybody. Dom Nicastro here, your host. We're here every week on MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for tuning in. All right. We are down to one more team and game left in the winter season. And guess who it is? Tewksbury Hockey. Number one seed in Division II, boys. And getting a date into the state finals, where on Sunday, March 17th, at the Garden, they will be playing Boston Latt. TD Garden, 7:30, the last game of the day. Hopefully it starts at 7:30. Some of those games start at 8:39. We'll see. Depends on how the other five or six games go. But it's a great day at the Garden, and Tewksbury's going to be a big part of it. Won it all a couple years ago, trying to get back to the top, and they're having a great run. We'll talk to Coach Derek Doherty after the break. He's our one and only guest today. He'll tell us all about Boston Latt, and they're league rivals, by the way. League rivals. It's the number one versus the number 11 seed. They know each other very well, and it will be an absolute battle. So let's take a break and head on to the call with Derek Doherty, coach of Tewksbury Boys Hockey, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here, Dom Nicastro, with our one and only guest of the day, Tewksbury hockey coach Derek Doherty. I believe the final hockey team in the Valley, if I'm not mistaken. State championship game coming up, Division II. Boston Latin 7:30 affair at the Garden Sunday. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. Just getting ready for the game.
Yeah. Living up to the hype. Number one seed, 17-3 going into the tournament and running through this shark tank that is Division II. So, you know, what have you learned about the team? You're always learning, new things with the team in the postseason versus the regular season. You know, is one thing that didn't work so well in the regular season working now in the postseason, or is it just more of the same?
It's more of consistency. You know, we went through, we had a little bit of a hiccup during the middle of the season. We bounced out of it and we're playing hard now. So we're pretty happy with the style we're playing, how we're playing. And I like the energy for sure.
Yeah. What do we know about Boston Latt? And obviously, a team that's always around. But, you know, this year, 11 seed. So it's the number one versus number 11. Does the seedings even matter?
No, not really. I mean, teams get hot at certain points of the year all the time. You know, it could be the beginning of the year and the end of the year. We played them twice, but I remember a comment that he made to me when we were there the last time we played was, we have a tough schedule the last quarter of our season, and it's going to help us in the tournament. And he was right. And it certainly helped him in the tournament. They're a good team. They're a well-coached team. I've known Frank for a long time. He does a great job over there. And, you know, we need to bring our A game if we want to beat them, for sure.
Yeah, 5-2 win and a 5-1 win over them in the regular season. What kind of challenges do they bring? I mean, obviously you handled them, but like you said, they're playing hot. You know, are they a different team now from those two games?
Well, I think so. I mean, anytime a team starts to really win, they start to gain confidence and they start to believe in themselves. And, you know, and that's what we have right now. It's a whole new season. We're going into the Garden and, you know, both teams are going to fight till the end. That's what we can only hope for.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys, you know, putting up the points, you know, in the tournament, 7-8, 7-6. So no shortage of production there. Who's getting it done for you?
Well, I think it's a mixture of everybody now. I mean, our first line has been hot all year. But, you know, we played a great team in Woburn our last game. And our third line center, PJ Civertis, he had our game tying goal, which was his first career goal. Came at the right time. But, you know, we try to go with three lines and an extra kid and you know, try to stay fresh all the time and try to wear teams down and hope that we can, you know, we can score a bunch of goals, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And how about defensively? Who's stepping up there, and how has your netminder performed in the postseason?
He's been playing well. Our goalie's been playing well, which is good. And that, you know, you need a goalie to get hot when the tournament comes, for sure. And he's definitely stepped up, got us through the first couple of periods, and in third period, we try to pour it on. And it's been good. Our defense has been solid. Cooper Robillard's been great. Anthony DeFranco, you know, and then we have a couple of underclassmen, Michael McCotter and Jake Kuna. They've been great. But we also put in some veterans in there too, and with Michael Connors and Cullen Mangan, and to give those guys a break. And we're lucky we can do that because we have players that can step in, which is nice.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of experience, I'm assuming there's going to be some boys that have been at the Garden, right? Because 2 years ago, with the big state championship win over Canton 3-1, who's some of the sophomores, freshmen that are now, you know, seniors, juniors?
Well, Cooper Robillard, he was playing back then. He was a regular shift kid. Same thing with Maddie Cook, Tyler Bonds. Jeremy and Sonia was a third line player, just got better and better and better now where he is today. But he, you know, he was a pretty good role player for us back then too. So, you know, it's all good. We have some experience along with some guys who are rookies who are, you know, eager to play and step in there and work hard for all those other guys, you know?
Yeah. What is the MIA? Does the MIA let you guys go get a skate before Sunday, or you just throw them into the wolves on Sunday in the Garden?
Yeah, we just get thrown into the wolves. God, I mean, it's pretty tough. I don't think it's their fault with the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics. You know what I mean? With their schedule, we're lucky that we get to get that day. So, you know, I actually give hats off to the MIAA for sticking with us with the Boston Garden, because there's nothing more exciting than playing at the Boston Garden if you're a kid playing hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, like, you look at the crowd and like, this crowd looks kind of small, but it's like the scale of it is big, right? Cause it's like there's so many empty seats, but there's so many, you know, I've been to so many of those state championship games where that crowd can be so loud, but it looks small because there's a lot of empty seats. But Tewksbury, they've been just packing the rink for you guys.
They have been. And we had, last time we played at the Garden, we had 6,000 people there. So that's not a shortage of fans, that's for sure, which is great for hockey. But yeah, our state tournament games, I was just told we had almost 1,700 over at Stoneham. It's really, you know, it's really nice, and it's exciting for the kids to play in front of all those fans. And, you know, sometimes it's tough for kids to play in front of large crowds like that.
Yeah.
Our kids luckily enjoy it. So,
yeah. And as I think, you know, it looks like smooth sailing up until Woburn. And, you know, you had to come back a little bit there. You had a game tying goal and stuff and then a go ahead. So obviously, I think that would benefit the kids, right? Having that kind of back and forth, having to grind it out kind of game.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we went to the locker room after the second period. It was tied. I said to the kids, I said, look, at third period is a period where, you know, we kind of wear teams down and that's our MO. If we go down a goal, don't put your heads down. Just stay up and focus what you're going to do and just keep working hard. We ended up going down a goal, but we ended up coming back, which was nice. So it you know, it gave them a little bit of a boost that, hey, you know what? We can be down and come back, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then Boston Latin's road has been 4-0 Westward, 3-2 Billerica. So there's a common opponent there, right? You guys in Billerica. And then 3-2 OT for Billerica. Boston Latin beats Concord Carlisle 6-2. And then Duxbury, you know, 2-0. So Duxbury, you know, is a huge player in that division. So, you know, they haven't had an easy road and they've done the job.
Absolutely. And like I said, I just remember the comments he gave to me when we played our second game, and it has come true. So good for him. I'm happy for him. He's in our league. Like I said, he's a great coach, and we're ready to play.
Oh, is this a league battle? Like a conference battle?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Has that happened to you guys before in this? Canton's not in the conference.
No, so. Franklin wasn't when we won it back in 11.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's actually for our league, for sure. It shows how strong our league is.
They've
played in our league for, it's the MVC DCL combination.
Right. Yeah. And that's the third matchup. And, you know, the whole cliche, oh, it's hard to beat a team three times. It's hard to beat a team one time, you know, right. when you're playing at this level and in Division II, which is so good. You know, finally, Coach Derek Doherty here of Tewksbury Hockey in the state finals on Sunday, 7:30 is the main event, right? There's no game after that. That's it.
Right? Main event.
Yeah, what did St. John's Prep complain or something? They're sick of playing at 8 o'clock.
probably. You never overtimes. You know, hopefully we do start on time, which would be great.
Yeah. I think I remember in the past some of those, you know, final games going at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's like, wow, it's a long day, but it's a fun day too. You know, you see all the kids in the North Station with the jerseys on and stuff. And we know Tewksbury will be rocking. But the final question is, you know, what's that final message to the team when you get out there? It's, 5 minutes before game time, they're skating, they come to the bench. What do you tell them?
This is our night, boys. Let's just go out there and win.
Pretty simple and effective. It's worked for you in the past. All right, Coach, get out of here and go keep preparing for the big game. We wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye now. Take care.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Derek Doherty. Thank you, Coach, for coming on once again. Exciting talk and exciting times for the Redmen, and we'll see what happens in the finals against Boston Latin. That's what we're going to focus on now. I'm actually watching live a huge, huge game with Merrimack College right here in the Valley, trying to get into the dance. They're playing in the NEC Championship against Wagner, 43-42 right now with 5 minutes to go. And guess what? I'm going to pause this, and I'm going to come back and tell you what happened in this game, because it is a barn burner. Merrimack had a huge comeback. They were down like 11, and now they're on a huge run in that second half, 5:43 to go as I'm watching it. And we're going to pause it and see how that goes. But let's, before we get into that, let's talk about Tewksbury and Boston Latin. Of course, the place to start with these two teams is the, the regular season. And among Tewksbury's incredible regular season that yielded them a number one seed and 17 wins. Two of those wins, Boston Latin in the conference, MVC, Duke County. There was a January 10th game that Tewksbury won 5-2. And then there was a February 3rd game where Tewksbury won 5-1. So Redmond absolutely has Latin's number. But as Coach Derek Doherty said, you know, they're peaking at the right time, and it's going to be an absolute challenge for Tewksbury to grab that MIAA plaque. Let's take a look at the roads to the Garden for each of those teams. Tewksbury, number one seeds at 17-3-0. They started with an easy 7-0 win over Agawam, another easy win over Plymouth North, 8-1 in the Sweet 16, another easy win over Auburn, 7-2. And then a really tough game where they had to come back against Woburn, 6-4. That put them in the Garden. This team is a scoring machine. Let's look at Latin's road to the Garden. They started with Westwood 4-0. Then they went on to a incredibly challenging game against our friends in the Merrimack Valley, Billerica, 3-2 overtime win. And then had an easier time with Concord Carlisle for a 6-2 victory. And then another battle against Duxbury, who's always tough in Division II. 2-0, and that set up the game of the games in Division II at the Garden, 7:30 p.m. Tewksbury and Boston Latin. All right, let's check in on Merrimack. What went down for the boys trying to get into the NCAA tournament is probably a 16-15 seed. And hey, maybe have one of those Cinderella like incredible upsets. But let's see what's going on with our Warriors in North Andover.
Yeah, no, your Merrimack host lost to Wagner. Wagner will be moving on to the NCAAs, and Merrimack is not. But valiant effort from your local Warriors. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Stay tuned for the show next week. We're here every week on MSOdersports.com. We come out Thursday mornings. Have a good one, everybody. Talk soon.